But when the war came, and General Washington and his brave men were fighting for the very life of the new nation, and no one knew what might happen from day to day, such jolly good times seemed almost impossible even to think of. But fortunately for the boys and girls, the mothers of the village said that they needed more leaves than usual during war times, for most of them were baking bread for the soldiers as well as for their own families. And that's how it happened that one day in late autumn, when the leaves were broad and green and shiny from all the scrubbings which they had received during the fall showers, Joseph and Priscilla heard their teacher say, "If you all have your lessons perfectly this morning, you may spend the afternoon gathering leaves in the woods for your mothers."
"Leafing day!"
whispered the children to each other happily. Then, when they had clapped and clapped their hands, they all began to study very hard. By noon, every lesson was learned better than usual. Then, very soon afterwards, every child in the whole village was on his way to the woods. The English lay their plans. Although the children did not know it, a great many important things were happening that beautiful leafing day. General Washington's headquarters at that time were located a few miles south of the village, and he was waiting there with his small, poorly clothed and poorly armed troops, hoping to avoid a battle with the English troops until more of his soldiers arrived. And on this very day, the English, who had a camp several miles north, decided to attack the little American army, take General Washington and his brave men captives, and, if possible, end the war and the new nation.